Yo, it's Karina with Gems. I am long overdue, but I'll let you know why I've been long overdue. I am currently 37 weeks pregnant, y'all, and I've kept this from you guys. Yes, I have, from my podcast. But if you follow me on Instagram or on social media, I have been posting about it the last 4 to 5 weeks. But it's not something I wanted to share through my first and second trimester, because I think for me it's very personal, it's very private, it's very intimate between me and my partner. We are 37 weeks pregnant, so I guess I'll kind of go through the trimesters and tell you guys how I felt, what I learned. First trimester was a shock for me because I just turned 22, y'all, this year, and I found out the day after my birthday, y'all. So the day after my birthday, I thought, you know, let me just take the test and find out. But I told my partner when I took the test, right? So I told him how I'd been feeling. I've been like sick, you know, throwing up, not feeling my best. And so I took a test and we both found out together. Yeah, we did. We found out together. And y'all can hear the deepness in my voice right now. Just like I felt a lot of weight during that time. I felt a lot of like nervousness, anxiousness. I didn't know I was gonna get pregnant this young, right? So that's the first trimester. I was always sick and still feeling kind of like this is new, you know what I mean? Like I had to adjust a lot of things. I was still going to the gym. I was eating well during my first trimester. I remember eating a lot of fruit and a lot of acai bowls and smoothies. I remember that was like my thing. I was like, get me an apple so I don't feel nauseous. So that's just apples, oranges, watermelon, you know, all of that granola and all of that good stuff is really good for you in the first trimester, because the first trimester is scary because you hear a lot of stories of people, you know, miscarrying in the first trimester. So I just made sure to watch my health. And during my second trimester, I instantly felt back to myself. I felt normal again. I still didn't look pregnant. I was glowing. I was just going a lot of places and treating myself and trying to just feel the best that I could, right? Because when you're pregnant and you're young and none of your friends have kids, or you don't have family members that are currently pregnant, or like we don't have that many female cousins around, or like, you know, just that support, that womanly support around you, you tend to just, like me, I just started hanging out a lot more with myself, taking myself out, treating myself. It's just been a lot about me and focusing on myself, especially during my whole pregnancy. But yeah, during my second trimester, I started braiding hair again. I started writing poetry, opened up my poetry page on Karina with Gems on Instagram. Check that out. Linked in my bio, my main account, Karina Paris. It'll be in my description. Check it out here on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It should be in my description. Or if you're listening on Anchor, what's up? Thanks for actually visiting Anchor, where I film. how I film. But yeah, you guys can check out my whole description and like the purpose of this podcast, and you'll understand. It's literally just, I just want to talk to you guys, rant, bring up ideas in your mind, make you think for the day, just maybe be there for you in spirit, right? Like, give you encouragement, give you advice on things that people aren't talking about. So yeah, during the second trimester, which is a lot of lifting myself back up through starting poetry, through starting to braid again, through creating content, still remaining somewhat consistent in a healthy way. It was just all about redefining the cycle of consistency. This world is about survival, and it, in the most like nastiest way, you know, like we don't want to make life about survival and about money, but sometimes at the end of the day, it's about survival, right? So I feel like even before my pregnancy, I always thought like that. I always had a side income, a hustle income that had to do with my hobbies and the things I love to do. I turned my hobbies into a source of income. And the thing about that is, being an entrepreneur or being in that, I've always known I wanted to be that since high school. People would always ask me, like, what do you want to be? And I always thought, like, oh, I want to go to college, but I want to be an entrepreneur. So it's like, you can do it all. You can go to college. You can be an entrepreneur. You can still have hobbies. You can still work a 9-to-5. You can still have a kid. You know, it's like, what's limiting us, right? A lot of us are just lazy, and we don't think bigger. And so that's where I'm at. I'm just thinking bigger. During my second trimester, especially, just thinking bigger for myself, for my son, for my family that I've created now. I see myself in a very positive light. I see myself raising my son with core values, with genuinity, with authenticity, with motivation to motivate him and myself, right? But yeah, I think especially during that second trimester, all of these things will hit you, like emotions hit you like a truck, like you go through, like my boyfriend's sister told me, you go through like 4 lifetimes of emotions, and it's so true. You cry, you get angry, you feel super positive some days, you feel super, you have that motherly instinct. Things just, emotions just start to grow on you. And then I hit my third trimester, and that is when you go into a crazy nesting phase where you're just like, what do I need when baby's here? You just want to make sure you have all the things that you need, and you just want to make sure that you and your partner are mentally preparing together. Together is important, not just one of you. It has to be a mutual thing. It has to be, are we on the same page? And if we're not, we need to get each other on the same page. Baby's room is like 80% done right now. And it's like, you know, you want to be around that like amount done by at least 37 weeks, 38 weeks, because you really never know when baby's going to come. If he's going to come 2 weeks early, 2 weeks late, 3 weeks early, you know what I mean? So yeah, just in that nesting, you just go into like a mode of like getting ready for the arrival of a human being, you know, that's never been on this earth before. I mean, I feel like I've seen different levels of, like, I've seen someone close to me before, like, go through the postpartum depression, I guess you can say. And they had reasons to, right? But I think it's okay if you feel a spectrum of emotion, just because of that scientific part of losing a bunch of the vitamins in your body, right? Like, postpartum, I've heard of hair loss, I've heard of, like, just kind of feeling like empty because you literally just had a baby, just like, you know, all of that stuff that you kept inside of you, it has now been emptied out, right, in your stomach. So you're healing, so it takes time to get back to yourself, back to normal, right? It could take 3 to 6 weeks, it could take 12 weeks, it could take a month. So I think we should all just, if you're pregnant right now, or if you know someone that's pregnant, just take it easy, help them take it easy. If they're stressing, like, just remind them, like, you know, baby feels what you feel, and tell them don't feel bad for feeling those emotions, but just try to regulate them. You know, make sure you're taking your vitamins, make sure you are being good to yourself, and you don't need to do everything all at once, right? I remember in my second trimester, I was just like, damn, there's still so much to do, right? But I'm here now, and we're doing it, and we're good, and prepared. You know, the last part of preparation is mental preparation, and that's just where we're at. Mentally preparing every day. And yeah, it's just nice to be on that wavelength of calm. The only time I do feel anxious right now is just in the middle of the night when, you know, you can't really sleep, or like you turn side to side and like your sides hurt, and like all you can feel is your baby, all you can feel is the little cramps, the little getting up because baby's pushing on the bladder and you have to go tinkle, right? So that's the only part that, but yeah, wrapping up about motherhood, I think the pregnancy journey is beautiful. I think it really helps you tune into who you want to be, who you're becoming, and your purpose here, right? Some women know they want to become moms, some women just become moms, and then there's the ones that want to be moms but maybe they can't have kids, right? So I'm just thankful for my baby. I'm thankful for the journey we've been on together, the support we've received. Definitely the support has been a huge blessing in life, and I'll never forget. And I say I only want one, but I guess we'll listen back to this podcast in a couple years and we'll see if that's true. Or I mean, it could be a huge gap. Like a huge gap of like 10 years that I don't have kids, right? So we're just blessed where we're at right now. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for this baby boy. And yeah, it's just about perception. Don't let anybody else project their birth stories or their motherhood journey onto you. You know, I've heard so many stories already from other moms, either online or in person, about their own journey. And it's like, really just listen, just take it in like a sponge, but you don't have to apply it to your journey, because everybody's journey is different. And this is just the part that I'm this is just where I'm at right now, is experiencing the journey of pregnancy and soon to be mommy, right? So the next podcast will either be I'll still be pregnant or I'll already have my little pumpkin because he's supposed to come in October. And yeah, I feel like this podcast will just kind of shift as to what I'm currently experiencing. And yeah, this is just an open space for you guys to reach out to me on my Instagram, Karina Paris, KarinnaParis, or also I will be posting more TikToks about pregnancy, motherhood, advice, all of that. My TikTok is in my link tree as well, my bio on Instagram. Or if you don't have Instagram, my TikTok is Karina with Gems, Karina_with_gems. And I just want to take you guys along the journey and just encourage, support, show a different side, because I feel like right now we're experiencing a high level of toxicity in the baby mama, baby daddy culture. And I just want to be a positive example of taking it easy, having a peaceful pregnancy, being gentle with yourself, having a partner that's on the same page. And I don't want to promote toxicity in relationships. I don't want to promote hating on my baby daddy. Like, that would never be me. And yeah, like, that's so disrespectful. And one thing that my dad always has told me is respect and trust should be secure in a relationship. And yeah, I don't think that we should drag our partners. I think that's just kind of a toxic thing that social media likes to paint. Like, you should drag your partners. But it's like, how do you expect them to want to provide if you're dragging them, right, on social media and things of that sort? And some baby fathers or baby mamas just want to be toxic in general because that's just who they want to be. So let people be who they want to be. That's not me. And you will not catch me on social media talking poorly about who I'm with, about my friends, about my family. I'm a real person. I like having real conversations. I don't have conversations over the internet with invisible people that can respond. Like, I have conversations in person. I'm confrontational, and I actually love that about myself, that I can just have like a normal, like, civil conversation, and then boom, bring something up. Like, I think that's just how things should be, because I think if you want to confront something, don't feel bad for confronting it, and don't make people feel like you're being rude or you're being insensitive. It's like, no, I've been wanting to bring this up, but I'm doing it at the right place at the right time, right? Not over the screen, not talking to other people about you or things like of that sort. So yeah, that's something I did also want to talk about. Yeah, just about this toxic culture of social media and just how black and white society has become with being vulnerable. And I think pride is nasty, and I think envy could be nasty, but you know, it's a natural emotion that people feel. But I think being prideful is one thing. It's like, get over yourself. Stop trying to be a victim. Oh my god, I'd be seeing so much people being a victim online, creating scenarios in their head, being delusional. I will call out someone for being delusional. I don't even care. I'm a realism kind of person. Like, I need to hear your side. I need to hear their side. And I will be real with you. If you really want my advice, I will be real with you. And ask anybody in my life. I will be real with you. Even if you don't like my answer, right? And I'm all about change behavior. I think I tweeted. Let me go look at the tweet because, yeah, I could do that right now. I tweeted, I'm not the type to take things personal. I know when to speak up and when it's not worth my energy. This is a big lesson to learn in this lifetime. God has taught me to have grace for people to do better. I'd rather see people do better, and if they're not willing to, then bye. Peace out. Like, that's what I tweeted. Because literally, that's where I'm at in my life. I used to love, you know, talking, just like everyone else, about other people. You know, just like everybody else loves doing that. But I've kind of came to, and that's high school shit, right? But like, I'm 22 now and I'm pregnant. It's like, really, like, why do I need to be in other people's business, right? Like, I really do not need to be in anyone else's business about their relationships, about their friendships, about their family drama, unless it's something that I can give advice on, unless it's something that you feel like you wanted to vent to me about. But I'm not gonna drag someone else, right? Because I believe that people, but yeah, I feel like people just deserve second chances to change their behavior, because I feel like not everyone sees their character defaults, like their personality defaults, the things that they need to work on. Sometimes I like to just question people, like, don't you think that might have maybe hurt their feelings? Or I don't want to make people feel like they're talking shit, right? I just want people to solve their own issues. Like, yeah, just kind of like, instead of like going off about it online, like be more bold, right? Be more bold and be strong enough to talk about it with the person that you are making assumptions about. And yeah, that's why I just can't stand people that aren't set in their ways of thinking. That just kind of tells everything about the person, and I just kind of stay away from those kinds of people who are set in their ways and who don't make character changes, behavioral changes. Because I will check you if you're my family, if you're my friend, if you're my partner. Like, you know, that's probably not the most positive thing you can do, or that's probably not, maybe you should just talk to the person. And I believe my advice can help. You know, there's people out there that intentionally give bad advice, and I'm just not that kind of person. I'm the kind of person to intentionally give you good advice. And maybe sometimes I should take my own advice, right? Don't we feel that sometimes, like, damn, I should really take my own advice or whatever. Most of the time now I do, but you know, in the past I might have not taken my own advice. But I intentionally want to help people, and that's just the kind of person I am. And and I think that's why I've even been able to make my own money, because like online and offline, like through my hobbies, because I give intentionally good advice. I believe I am led by God, the creator, to serve humanity and uplifting the vibrations uplifting and helping people have breakthroughs, of giving good advice, of following your intuition, following your gut. And I don't like to intentionally make people feel like they're wrong either, because your feelings and your emotions are valid. But just to sum it up, like, be who you are, stand on who you are, and be less afraid to just stand up and be who you are, and stand up and be more confrontational, right? I cannot stand a people pleaser for my life anymore. Like, I can't stand that kind of energy, especially in the work environment. But that's a whole nother podcast. And I've been out of work for a while, so I'm kind of blessed right now, just kind of living on my own terms. Character developing, just being more who I am every day, because I feel like the work environment can really shape us and make us feel smaller, right? Because they put us in these positions where we're all in different positions, getting paid different wages, either below or above someone, and it really gets to people's egos. And I think in my next career venture, I just want to be super confident, and I just want to be who I am and not feel like below or above anybody, because I see myself equal to everyone. I just see equality in general, in all places. I feel like if I'm there, I deserve to be there. And yeah, I definitely had that experience in March when I was working in another environment. It was of a higher, like how did I get there? I didn't know. It was by luck. It was really by luck. And it was by my personality and my confidence that I got in to where I was at. And you gotta care about how you view yourself and if you feel like you deserve to be there. I definitely did not feel imposter syndrome. I was too focused on creating content and then still being in a new space, a new work environment. I was too busy thinking, being creative in my mind, too busy thinking of what's next. But I was also pregnant in my first trimester, so it was like a lot in my personal life. So I just had no room for belittling myself or making myself care about what other people think about me. And I like that. I really like that a lot. Because you can get really far, you guys. You can get really far with putting yourself out there, shooting your shot for opportunity, shooting your shot for equality in the work environment. Just by being yourself, just by walking in with that confidence, no matter your age, no matter your race, and just no matter whatever, you know, these labels that society likes to place on us. But yeah, that's just where I'm at. That's where I'm at. I just felt like passionately talking about this shit today. And baby boy is moving, healthy, loved, supported. And so are you. I hope you feel loved and supported. Or you find that, because everyone deserves to feel that. I've been saying this recently to some of my friends. Every woman deserves to have a smooth pregnancy, a gentle, supportive, loving pregnancy. And if you don't feel that throughout your whole pregnancy, that you need to find people in your life that are going to love and support you, and stop sticking around those people that don't. It's natural to feel the sadness throughout your pregnancy, like maybe during your first, your second trimester, because just the emotions in general, it's a huge switch in your hormones. So if there's days you're just not feeling it, you're just not feeling it, right? Doesn't mean you're not loved or supported. Just know, the pregnancy journey is a very isolating experience, because, you know, you're just growing baby. It's just you and baby. It's just a lot of resting, a lot of nesting, a lot of eating, a lot of, quiet, a lot of nature, and just you and your partner too. So bless everybody. Shout out to the mommies that are pregnant listening. Shout out to the people that clicked on the link from IG or Twitter or wherever you came from TikTok. Welcome to this journey with me. And I love y'all. Stay tuned because more to come.